This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. We're as happy as can be. It's the DJD program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jay is out ill today, but we are here healthy and hearty and happy to be going through the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about, things that matter. For example, this study on social media and the effects that it has on people's mental health. So there are two sides. Well, I don't know if there's two sides to the issue, but there are a couple of different things I want to present in terms of thinking about your mental health. Is March Mental Health Month? Did I miss that? Or May? One of the 2 months begins with an M. Is mental
should
health.
Be. I thought March, maybe. But yeah.
Every month ought to be mental health.
Yeah.
In fact, every month. So Victoria Jenner has come up with a study. She's realized that social media affects us all. I don't think she's the only one who's realizing that. But the interesting challenges that come from the good, the bad, and the ugly here, in terms of at least this study on. So I don't think we need a study to see the impact of this, but this sort of puts it, makes it real, Victoria, in a sense, right? It makes these people.
Sure. I think the point of this, and this is a study from the UK, from the University of Cambridge, the reason they're doing this is they're trying to figure out how social media impacts certain age groups. And they found that after, this is a survey of 72,000 people from the ages of 10 to 80.
Big study.
Yeah, huge study. And so they found that adolescents and teens during the years around puberty are the most affected. Instagram and TikTok, as we know, that impact varies. But kids who are between the ages of 16 to 21, they found that if they had either too low or too high an amount of social media use, both of those were linked with lower life satisfaction. The 10 to 15 year old groups, there wasn't a whole lot of difference in life satisfaction, but it seems to just hit later on. And then, I was saying, Jen, and as women, we've all talked about this. Growing up, it used to be fashion magazines that could make you feel bad about yourself. whether there was a lack
of social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whether there was a lack of, diversity, or you didn't see yourself in the magazines, or you didn't look like a 6 foot, coat hanger, though it had a real impact on a lot of, a lot of women.
A 6 foot coat hanger.
Well, that's what they used to be called.
Isn't that Priska Visa? What's her name? She's on
Paulina Porras.
Survivor.
That show, by the way, is so good. Beyond the Edge. It's not Survivor. It's called Beyond the Edge.
Oh, Beyond the Edge.
Got a bunch of what great celebrities they put in there. They're kind of like B-listers. No offense
B-listers.
To the people on there, but
who is it again?
But they're it's Paulina all really interesting. And
who else?
It's Paulina. It's Lauren Elena, Craig Morgan, who's a country singer. Meta World Peace was on there, but spoiler alert, he left. That was a dumb move.
Doesn't he leave every reality show he's on? He left Big Brother too.
Stupid. Yeah. He was on. Then it was Mike Singletary, who's awesome, who is a former football player and coach for Chicago, I think. Who else? Ray Lewis is on there.
I wonder how they come up with these people.
Colton Underwood. Jodie Sweetin from Full House. But the reason it's so good is that the people actually have nice, good stories to tell. It's not just about, the Celebrity Big Brother house, a lot of people who are like clout chasers, I think, on social media. These people, they seem to have like real stories. They're not sending each other home. So there's not a lot of crazy stuff. But it's a really, I recommend it. It's a good show on CBS right now.
Okay. So there's, the story here in part is the impact that social media is having on the mental health of people of all ages.
Well, think about it. It's always people at their best, right? People in full makeup, people looking great, people working out,
Photoshopped.
People showing delicious meals that they've made on wonderful vacations. It's like those fashion magazine pages that could have made people feel insecure following you home and talking to you and telling you about how wonderful they are. So it's You know, it's hard, and there's a lot of pressure. And they say the more time you spend looking at Instagram or looking at people's social media sphere, the more unhealthy you're going to be. So why are we so addicted to it, if that's
all right? So let's fix the problem, at least in part. The other side of good mental health, as it turns out, is an interesting, not that it's, for me, this really rings a bell, pardon the pun, the idea that music is a very powerful force in maintaining good mental health or improving it, if you will. It's, according to this information, just as important as exercise, and exercise is very powerful as well. Physical, good for the mental, but music, I find this to be the case. And I say this to my radio brother, and we talk about, we ran the commercial for radio. Maybe we should do it again, Phil, even though Victoria thinks it's kind of cheesy. But but as I'm driving along, like today I have to spend a lot of time in my truck moving things around, and I have a new truck, and I've got Sirius XM in it. And I'm finding myself, when I go to a local, like I was in Maine last week, and I was in New Jersey as well, I listen to local radio stations to get a feel or a flavor as to what area I'm in. And I like listening to that, but the stations go out, and I can't get them. Like I was listening to 77 WABC in New York, and the signal goes out. So I'm looking around for another signal. I wanted to hear a local station, and I did, and that signal went out. So I go to Sirius and listen to the music from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. I've even found myself listening to the 90s because there's a jock there that I like. And what it does for my mental health, my zone, because this past week has been a really tough week for me, culminating by a really horrible meeting that I had yesterday to break up a business involvement that I had with someone. And it is just, you know, we all have these things going on in our life, and we all need something to help us bring, you know, to sort of pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Because it really is, when you get down to it, it's up to you to take care of you. You can get help. There's a lot of help around for mental health issues and for, you know, family issues and physical medical issues. There's help there. But you got to decide you want to have access to it, or, you know, first of all, you got to know that you need it, and then you go from there. So I thought this was really, ladies, this very interesting about how radio or how music improves your mental health as substantially as it does. This is
well, it's interesting
study,
that I believe it. Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, exercise, as we learned from Elle Woods, exercise gives you endorphins, and endorphins make you happy. So there's obviously some sort of endorphin reaction that music is giving people.
Can't you feel it when you listen?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, if you listen, yeah, absolutely. Whether it's something calming or, you know, when you're in a spa and they play that music that just sort of, like, lulls you to sleep practically.
Calm music.
Yeah, or you're driving along and, you know, listening to, like, a banger on the radio. Yeah. I mean, it's very powerful.
Because singing makes you feel
I sing all the time.
Well, we know.
There's a gym. Excuse me?
Although, I did think of you, though, part of this study, which I thought was interesting, they found that using gospel music, they have found a connection as a preventative measure against heart disease.
Yeah.
And they also found that joining a choir can help people recover from cancer. I mean, this is really, there are a lot of studies out there between music and well-being that we just haven't really maybe focused on.
I've been in every choir I could be in, from junior high school through high school and college, that I could be in, and it has presented great opportunities to me, not only for the stuff you're talking about, but for travel, meeting new people, that sort of thing. But
if you think about it, gospel music and joining a choir, they're also related to church, right? And so when people are in church singing together, there's that communal aspect. I mean, we are people, you know? We're meant to be, you know, they say dogs are pack people. Well, we're meant to be around other people. And so when you have that collective, it really has a powerful impact on your health.
In deference to all the ministers who were listening, I will tell you that as a kid growing up and as an adult, I never got much out of listening. There are a few good ministers and preachers I've heard over the years, but it was the music in school. The music in, I'm now going back to the seventh grade and watching my seventh grade music teacher playing the piano and bouncing around on the bench, and we all loved watching her bounce around on the bench. All the boys did anyway.
Ew.
Okay.
I knew that.
Why do you always have to take it to somewhere?
I know. I knew that was going somewhere creepy.
Enjoyed. No, it wasn't creepy. It was just watching.
How is that not creepy?
It just to keep her body kept to the beat of what she was playing on the piano. So, anyway, the whole business of music and what you find yourself doing. I was listening to there's a gospel station on Sirius for Elvis. Well, it isn't gospel, but Elvis and his gospel singing. And I'll tell you, there's nothing more uplifting than listening to us sing "How Great Thou Art." Nothing.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up.
I can't believe you cry.
I know, he cries at just the mention of an Elvis song. It's unbelievable. It's interesting.
That.
I thought this year...
Jailhouse Rock.
Right. Don't even mention Dolly Parton, because like, we've got a long list of songs, including Puff the Magic Dragon, that makes Doug cry. So, but I thought it was really nice this year at the Oscars that they did a gospel number for the In Memoriam, and it was like an uplifting celebration of life rather than some like one singer kind of
droning on. My mom hated it. My mom didn't like it. No, she said that it took away from actually watching the people's faces and the tributes go on because it was you were watching the dancing and listening to the singing rather than paying attention.
There's something to that. All right, there's one more quick from the impact department. There's one more quick reference that I want to make, and that is to television shows or shows like Bridgerton. They've had in season two apparently 193 million hours of people downloading this thing. It's on Netflix.
I gave it 8 hours. I donated 8 hours. Oh, yeah.
Really?
I had to get through the whole season because there's spoilers everywhere. This is the number one Netflix show in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's just so, it broke records. It broke records with season one. Yeah. Now it broke records again with season two. But yeah, I had to plow through it.
We only have a few seconds. Can you give us a word or a phrase that describes how
it's
is
romance.
It moves you?
It's escapism and romance, and it's set in the Regency era period. It's just, it's fun, and it's decadent, and it's just, it's romance. It's pure romance novel stuff.
There you go.
Very
it's a Harlequin. Does anybody here beside me know what a Harlequin novel is?
Of course.
Okay. So there's some of that same impact. Okay. We're all about impact here on the DJV Show, 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Limu. And Doug.
Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An Emu wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're at 23 past the hour now on the DJV program. We're in social media land now with the trending stories. Jay is not with us today, but the ladies and I can certainly carry this heavy weight, this heavy ball of responsibility. We've all been talking about the passing of Taylor Hawkins, a drummer for the Foo Fighters this week. I don't think it's unusual or unexpected that they would cancel the rest of their tour. I mean, what do they have? Do they have a new drummer? Somebody else that can do that? Or are they done as a group?
I don't know. And that's really the question. I mean, Dave Grohl, famously one of the best drummers, you know, of modern times, I think the question was, would he get back behind the drums and sort of do a Don Henley, you know, and sing and from behind the drums? Yeah. I just don't think that that's something that he would want to do. It doesn't really go with the style of music that Foo Fighters plays. So, I think it's just too soon and too tragic for them to even comprehend replacing Taylor at this point. So they had a huge tour booked, but it's all canceled.
So let's think about what you just said for a minute. The famous drummers who have sung, the most famous is probably Ringo. Second most famous maybe Mick Fleetwood.
Mick Fleetwood doesn't sing.
He does.
I've seen him in concert. He doesn't even have a microphone in front of him. He doesn't sing.
And he's done. Well, I've seen him.
Anyway, sing. Don Henley
kind
is a lead singer.
Yeah.
Well, Don Henley is a lead singer behind the drums. Phil Collins was also a lead singer behind the drums.
Yeah.
Mick Fleetwood never was. Ringo never was.
No, we're not here to argue about Mick Fleetwood. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying it's a daunting task to be a lead singer behind the drums.
That was kind of my point. And I'm wondering who the famous drummers are, like Ringo and like Henley. I don't remember. Early on, Henley didn't sing and play the drums, did he? Did he do that later on in the Eagles?
I'm not a huge Eagles fan, but I've always known him to be behind the drums and singing,
really?
So I don't know.
Okay. I've seen him perform not being behind the drums. But at any rate, the point is that back to the Foo Fighters, that there's It's gotta be kind of tough. It's too bad. Especially this guy apparently was very popular.
Yeah.
People really cared a lot about
him. And speaking of Ringo, Ringo issued a really lovely tribute to Taylor Hawkins. And everyone who met him, I worked with him once, he just was so sweet and just a very gentle soul. And, you know, he had overcome a lot of, you know, drug issues. We don't fully know yet what happened. It seems like a heart attack is kind of, but we don't know what led to it.
Did they say his heart was enlarged to, like, a huge amount?
Yeah, so...
from overuse of drugs, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's just, it's very sad. He has a wife and three little kids, and he just loved being a dad, and it's just, and it's
right,
horrible
so
for Dave
good.
Grohl, too, to, yeah. you know, right. lose a
so
second
a good,
drummer.
Here's a good, coming out of all of the attention paid to Will Smith and Chris Rock, John Travolta did something. You may remember the In Memoriam from the Oscars the other night. I hope you did, because I thought that was the most
that I liked. Jen's mom did not like.
Apparently, yeah. polarizing.
Well,
my mom
the,
was like, I couldn't focus because I was watching
the picture of her and the dog, and then the you know, the impact of that, having the dog with Jamie Lee Curtis holding the dog.
Betty White was being, it was during the Betty White tribute, and they kind of stopped the music, or, you know, the performance stopped, and Jamie Lee was holding the most adorable little puppy named Mac and Cheese.
Right.
And so he was up for adoption, and John Travolta and his son Ben, who's 11, they adopted little Mac and Cheese. How
cute
is that?
Can we say props to John Travolta for losing the rug? He looks so much better.
Oh, my God, yes. Thank God.
He's funny with that. But I thought that he and Samuel L. Jackson were great on the stage together, frankly. Okay, it's 28.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russian leaders claim they will be invading a little less in Ukraine, the White House says not so fast. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby reminded Americans Russia's goal is regime change in Ukraine. White House spokesperson Kate Benningfield says we should believe what we see, and another Russian offensive is a strong possibility.
I think we should be clear-eyed about the reality of what's happening on the ground, and no one should be fooled by Russia's announcements. We believe any movement of forces from around Kyiv is a redeployment and not a withdrawal, and the world should be prepared for a major offensive against other areas of Ukraine.
For the fifth time, Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten has been denied parole. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Tuesday blocked her parole, reversing a panel's recommendation that the 72-year-old be freed after spending a half century in prison. We are USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The mass exodus of Ukraine because of Russia's invasion has Poland stepping up to welcome the refugees. Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski tells Fox News Wednesday the humanitarian crisis is getting difficult to handle.
Well, we've welcomed 300,000 refugees, and that's a huge number. That's like 15% of my population in Warsaw. And of course, we are dealing with it. You know, the solidarity of the people has been immense, and the work done by the non-governmental organizations, volunteers, and of course, the services of my city is exemplary, and we are helping as much as we can. But we are at capacity. And of course, if there is escalation in Ukraine, if we have to deal with a second wave of refugees, the situation will become very, very difficult. That's why we need a relocation system where we all in Europe and elsewhere, we share the burden, because the Ukrainians are fighting for our freedom, and we also need to step up and do our bit.
The death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins has the band canceling tour dates.
Foo Fighters has canceled all of its upcoming tour dates after the death of its drummer, Taylor Hawkins. The band was scheduled to perform at the Grammy Awards taking place in Las Vegas on Sunday, where it's up for three awards. Hawkins died in Bogota, Colombia, Friday, where the group was expected to perform. An official cause for the 50-year-old's death has not been released. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV program. If you have talent, you belong here. And the talent of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, unmistakable when it comes to conversation, good voices, good brains, all around good people. I'm Doug Steffen. I hope I fit into that category as well. There's a local academy here in Massachusetts, New England, actually. They have a number of schools. They're called the Russian School of Mathematics.
It's not founded local to just that, by the way.
No,
we have
no
them
it's
in
around
California,
yeah,
Encino, yeah. Pasadena. Yeah, there's yeah. Four of them in New York.
Yeah. So it was founded by a couple of Ukrainian immigrants. They were, I don't think they're from Ukraine. I think they're from Belarus. One of them is from Ukraine. The other one's from Belarus. Anyway, they were educated in the specialized math school up in St. Petersburg. They moved their families 30-some-odd years ago. They fled the Soviet Union. They were Jewish refugees, and they wanted to come to America to raise their children. So they settled here in the Boston area. As a matter of fact, one of them lives in the next town to me. They consider themselves to be proud Americans, very happy to be Americans and not be Russians or Ukrainians. And so they posted a statement on Facebook, which I thought was kind of interesting, suggesting that most of the people that work with them in their various schools around the country have come here from the former Soviet republics, the Eastern European, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Ukraine, all of those countries. And so they somehow or other came up with, I don't, you know me, math for me is 2 and 2 is 4. I don't understand what the Russian school for mathematics is.
Well, it's,
apparently
it's an after school program.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
SAT and AP exam prep. So it's like for it's high level math stuff to get you prepared for
into the next next level.
SAT so anyway, 2, stuff like that.
Yeah, they posted a shot basically at the Russians and certainly at Putin, but they also suggested that Zelensky was in part responsible. And I didn't really understand that. I don't know what they gained from doing it, and I don't know how you come to that conclusion.
Well, I think you maybe have forgotten. I think I shared with you guys. I had a listener to my local program in Los Angeles, Colin, whose wife is in Ukraine and taking care of her mother and couldn't get out. And her mother's too sick, so she's there right now waiting it out. And she was not a fan of Zelensky. She thought that he was engaging and that he was provoking a lot of what Vladimir Putin was doing.
That's what these people are suggesting. Yeah, that's what these women are saying.
Yeah, it depends on where you are, I think. I think there's probably more support for Zelensky in Kyiv and some of the other big cities, as opposed to some of the smaller outskirts where people are, where he's not as liked. Remember, before all of this started, his popularity rating was in the tank.
Yeah.
It's because he kind of captured the heart of the world, standing on, you know, not leaving, not taking the first helicopter out, staying and fighting, that his popularity has soared worldwide and certainly probably in Ukraine as well. But I mean, just to imagine that he was this very popular, charismatic leader before all of this, that wasn't really what was going on within the country.
Well, I think there's as you're telling us that story, I'm thinking, could it be, I suppose anything's possible, that all of this is grand collusion between these two guys? I don't even want to think that. That's a reimagination of the story.
But I think there is a lot of I mean, look, there.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. The collusion thing, I don't know. Because there have just been so many innocent people who have been killed. I don't know. How would Zelensky even benefit from that, you know? I don't know. I think that we're getting into conspiracy theories with that. I don't think that there's any real connection between Zelensky and Putin at all. But, you know, I mean, it's...
Who knows?
The whole thing is hard. But, you know, look, sometimes people get elected into office and they face a huge challenge. Not everybody rises to that challenge. And in Zelensky's case, he has. He has really won over the whole world. And like Jen said, people who weren't fans of his initially in Ukraine, maybe now they're they like him more. But
Well, do they really know him? Do you really know anybody? I remember...
I think he's made himself very accessible with all of the Zoom, you know, stuff that he's done and the FaceTimes. I think that people have learned a lot more about him. You see the emotion on his face. He hasn't seen his wife and his kids. They have to be held separately, you know, away from him. And I think that we've seen a real human being there. And so, you know, look, people can change. You know, he came in maybe as this, like, comedian and actor and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing a real human being with a real heart and a real soul. That doesn't always happen, you know. Sometimes it goes the other way.
You were talking about improving the Russian school of mathematics, helping youngsters do better on their SAT and their ACT tests. Mm-hmm. Looks like some of the schools, I know for a while, last 10 or 12 years, I remember when I was on the board at Heidelberg, my university, we talked a lot about SAT and ACT requirements and whether they – I think Heidelberg used the ACT more than he used the SAT. I remember taking the SATs. You remember taking the SATs?
I took the SATs. I never took ACTs. But, yeah, some schools just seem to prefer, you know, it just kind of goes along better with their own curriculum. So they'll look for kids to take, you know, the SAT or the ACT to get, you know, one or the other. But it's interesting because MIT now says, all right, we're back to the old way of doing things.
The old way of doing it.
Yeah. Yep. So they said that, you know, this is just it's too complicated for them to really evaluate students. And this is MIT, right? This is one of the premier universities in the world. Yeah. And so
I huff and puff there, but yeah.
But, I mean, in terms of how difficult it is to get in.
To get in. Yeah. Right.
And so I think it makes sense for them to go back to the standard way that, you know, works for them. It will remain to be seen how many other colleges will do that, because I think they said it's more than 1,800 schools made standardized test scores an option for 2022 because so many kids had fallen behind and they weren't really able to assess kids the way that they had in the past. But I think that it's going to go back to normal. I really do.
All right, now, we're traversing a lot of the same stories because they're so important, a lot of things that I would like people who are listening to the program to think about. And as I go back a little bit to the discussion of shots and whether you have Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, whether you get a fourth shot or booster, another booster, there is a very interesting, I'm not a fan of the Bayer Corporation for all kinds of reasons, mostly because of what they do, what they sell. But they've done some interesting research on cellular therapy and gene therapy that goes along with our focus here. And this is why I'm looking around to try to find items that bolster my own. We always look for that. We always want to find things that bolster our own thinking. Thus, Republicans like to watch Fox and Democrats like to watch MSNBC because they find themselves in a comfort zone. So I have strong feelings about especially Pfizer and Moderna as to what they may be doing. I had these strong feelings before I got the shots, and now I have them even more strongly since the pharmacist told me not to get a booster. And so there's a video online, Victoria, which you can look at. It explains from Bayer's point of view what cell therapy is, what gene therapy is, and what they're developing to help what they say is their customers and patients, et cetera, et cetera. And there are all kinds of reviews in various languages on this YouTube video. And what it is that happens, what illnesses you're going to be possibly having to encounter down the road. And one of them is kidney disease. And so, you know, I don't have a compromised kidney, but Dr. Ken always has me on supplements, and so does Jack, because the kidneys are very important, and so are the liver. I mean, all your organs are important. But the questions that people are asking about Moderna and Pfizer have to do with whether there's potential down the road for dysfunction of your kidneys. So I think that's it. There are other things that there are some people who think that the mRNA stuff will help fix people who have autism. The reason I'm bringing all this up is how the heck do you know what to believe? You just have to trust your own instincts and your gut as to whether it's, you know, what's the difference here? This Bayer video tried to explain cell therapy versus gene therapy, and the gene thing is apparently affected by one of the viruses, and the cells are affected by the other one. I think wasn't the mRNA, that's gene therapy, isn't it? That's the difference from that old Johnson & Johnson, which is cell therapy.
Right.
anyway, I offer that. I don't offer that to confuse you. I just kind of offer it because it's part of my own nosing around to see what the right thing to do is. So there is that. Now, the fact that Little Fatty is being he said, was it last Thursday or Friday, Little Fatty from North Korea said they launched a big missile, and it was aimed at Japan, so he said, but nobody can find any remnants of the missile. So did he really fire it, or is he tired of being ignored and he just decided to make some noise? That's
always the question.
Yeah,
right.
With him it is.
Testing things out, making sure it works.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So the I just mentioned that because there's that, look at me, I'm here, look over here, don't forget me. The baseball season. Who's excited? This weekend, right? First games? Yep.
No. Not
is
yet.
This week?
One more.
Next week?
No, because
one
remember
more.
They had to delay everything, yeah, so
know,
it's 1 week late.
They didn't really have to. You know, going to spring training. Remember that year I went to in Vero where we were heard by WTTB? I went to the Dodger town when they had it there. And I was very interested in watching. Well, it was right at the beginning of spring training. And these guys, after three or four games, they were ready to go. They didn't need a month. They needed a week, maybe. So I was thinking in the back of my mind, why did they put off the opening of the season? They got back together. They had a week or so. So why not just start playing?
Don't forget a couple of things. One is that they have to kind of get everybody back in so you don't get injuries right away. And then part two is that the season, they had a lockdown in the off season, so a lot of teams hadn't even finished all their trades and they're moving people around. So a lot of spring training was moving people around and getting people settled where they were supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they were locked out. Nobody could make any deals.
What does it look like? How does the season shape up? We haven't paid much attention to March Madness because nobody really is following it.
I mean,
I know it sounds silly.
I think the two teams to watch are the Mets and the Dodgers. The Mets have spent a lot of money rebuilding their team. It'll be interesting to see if that pays off. The Dodgers infield is stacked with Freddie Freeman. They just picked him up from Georgia, from Atlanta, but they don't have, I don't know, I always worry about the pitching as a Dodger fan, so I don't know. We'll see if they make some moves for a pitcher.
Were the Pirates the worst team in baseball last year?
Pittsburgh they weren't Pirates. Great. Could have been.
Yeah, they didn't do so well. Anyway, it'd be interesting to see how the Red Sox do. Red Sox always seem to.
Yeah, they're always
create.
Consistently good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, they create interest, if you will, as do the Yankees. And then there's the whole thing with the Yankees and the Red Sox. Some of that's contrived and some of it isn't. You have to pick and choose your battles. Speaking of that, the DJV download, we discussed a lot of Will Smith's public apology, that sort of thing, in the download. You can listen to our podcast every day with different material at djvshow.com.
Are you unhappy with your Medicare supplement plan? Are you paying too much for doctors or drugs? Did you know that you don't need to wait for the annual enrollment period to switch plans? You heard me right. With Chapter, you can apply to switch your Medicare supplement plan whenever you want. Chapter is a free service that helps you make sure you are on the right Medicare plan for your needs. Chapter searches thousands of options to find the plan that best suits your specific healthcare needs and could save you thousands of dollars each year. Because healthcare should be your choice, not a bureaucrat's decision. Whether you're already enrolled in a Medicare supplement plan or you're new to Medicare, call Chapter and make sure your choice is the right choice. It could be the last call you ever need to maximize your Medicare benefits. The service is free, so call today. Call 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Could create a chorus. There it is. That's the one I like. That's the duck. Quack, quack. All right. He's no quack. He's Warren Eckstein. Okay. I can, if you want me to come on to your program, you've never invited me, by the way, on your radio program. I have you here.
And that may be exactly the reason why.
Bring some of the animals from the farm on, do a little quacking. Da 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 da. Okay. Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. With a focus first on the in memoriam segment of the Oscars. I know you don't like, you know most of those people. That's probably why they don't like them, because you've trained their dogs and that's why you don't watch the Oscars. But the tribute to Betty White, with whom you were closely associated for a long time, the tribute to her focused on this little puppy that was on stage. What was it? Mac and cheese.
Cute little rescue
puppy. Cute little thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was how they paid tribute to Betty White on the Oscars. So apparently, John Travolta and his son, after the show was over, adopted this dog. And it's quite a warm story, and I'm sure that it had, although I haven't done the research, Victoria's closer to it than I am in the sense that you can watch these sorts of things. But the increase in adoptions, I'm sure, is huge. And it, you know, just kind of puts two and two together. What a wonderful memorial for her, as you have said. Why don't you tell us about some of the things you did with Betty White that brought you around to caring as much about her as you did?
Well, Betty and I had the opportunity of co-hosting several telethons to raise money for the Los Angeles SPCA and other organizations around the country. Mm-hmm. She paired on my radio show, unlike you, Doug, several times.
Right, yeah, I never get to do better than your show.
She was, Betty White is what you saw is what you get. I mean, she was just incredible. Well, you know, I meet so many people. I love dogs. I love cats. I love animals. She was like I am, and she was so committed to doing as much as she possibly could to find as many homes as she possibly could for as many animals as she possibly could. The best thing I can say about Betty White, there's a lot of people that talk an awful lot about, I'll do this, I love this, I love that.
Yeah, right.
Betty White, from the day I met her, walked the walk. She did what she said she would do. She preached. She never altered anything. She talked about spay and neuter, She was the most incredible woman when it comes to animal rescue in terms of leading. There's many, many women out there that have their hands dirty doing it, but she encouraged so many people to get involved in humane work and rescue work, and I think that's her legacy, is that so many animals will be saved. This one you saw on the Oscars, obviously, but many, many other dogs will be saved based on Betty White's work, and what a legacy to leave. What a legacy to leave.
Wonderful. The question, I was in an office in the Prudential Tower in Boston yesterday, and one of the things we were talking about was how this particular legal firm has downsized because they have people working for them in the office a couple times a week, but not every day. And apparently during the pandemic, some of their employees got dogs. They were home so they could... adoption went way up during the pandemic.
Sure.
And so now the question comes on how do you, when the transition takes place and you go back to the office, what do you do about the dog? You've had the dog with you, and so what happens to the dog if it has not been used to being at home all by itself during the day and now is? What do you do? What do you tell people?
Well, if you were listening to the Pet Show for the last 2 years, you would know what to do. I tell people... simply to prepare for the fact that sooner or later you're going to go back to work. So what they did is they spent so much time in the house with their dog or their cat, the dogs became so dependent on them. And then what I recommend, what I did with my own dogs, because I was home just until last week was the first week I really went out for any major event. What I did is even though I was home with the dogs, I would go into the backyard, lock up like I was going away, start the car, then come back in. I would go into a different room for a half hour and sit there. So I was educating my dogs when I first got them in terms of how to prepare for the time they're going to be left alone. Now, if you adopted a dog during the pandemic, or a cat, and bless those people that did, they could have been doing the same thing. However, there's no reason to give up a dog. I was just doing a story in terms of how many dogs wind up at shelters for separation anxiety. If you give the dog and educate the dog that being left alone is okay, that's fine. The problem is people don't leave their dogs by themselves for short periods of time. So when they leave, the dog assumes it's going to be a long period of time. And for those people that adopted dogs, it's not just a matter of separation anxiety. These dogs often feel when they're gone, guardians leave, they're being totally abandoned because they've been abandoned by people before.
That's awful.
Yeah, that is. That's horrible. The question about dogs and when their owners are sad. Let's say there's a death in the family. Dogs can really help in that department, can't they?
Oh, they sure can. They bring you around. You know, they give you something to talk to without something talking back at you, and that's really critical.
Yeah, right. Good therapy. Dogs are great therapy, as are you, Warren. Thank you for being here. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show at thepetshow.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.